Now that you have a general understanding of what the attitudes are, Krista will further assist you with interpreting your report.
The final item to explain regarding the Personal Interest Attitudes and Values report is to discuss the intensity of your scores. Please turn to pages 8 and 9 of your report, entitled Attitudes, Norms and Comparisons. Let's first look at the Norms and Comparison table found on page 8, which lists each value. The gray shaded areas represent the general population's views. The median line indicates the national average of each value, and the asterisk represents your score. Referring to the legend for the table, if your score, the asterisk, falls in the gray shaded area, this indicates that you are in the mainstream. Most others you meet will share your view on this value. What you want to pay particular attention to is if any of your scores fall outside the shaded area. This would indicate a degree of intensity in the value, either negatively or positively. If you have passionate, indifferent, or extreme indicated for any value, your views about that value will be quite noticeable by others through your conversations and actions. How you display this intensity depends on your behavioral style. Let's take a passionate theoretical who has a high influencing style. This person will be very interested in meeting people and will ask several why and how questions on any subject. He or she will probably be very open in sharing the knowledge with others. On the other hand, if you have a high compliance person as a passionate theoretical, this person will gather many facts and figures through research and reading, and will only share their knowledge with those that have earned their trust. If you scored indifferent for any factor, you have a negative view on that attitude and will generally have difficulty understanding individuals who are motivated by this value. It is important to respect other people's points of view. When working in a team, we usually find that each person on the team should share at least one value as one of their top motivators. If the entire team shares one motivator, then you have a better chance of seeing things the same way and working well together by limiting disagreements. Finally, the results from this report can change throughout your life. If you have a significant emotional event in your life, or you fulfill a value so much that it is now not important to you, you may become motivated by one of the other values. For example, overcoming a life-threatening illness may make you want to help others who are stricken with the same illness when you have never had an interest before in donating your time to a cause. A college graduate with big school loans may look for the job that has the highest salary so he or she can pay back the loans. After that is accomplished, this same person may suddenly switch jobs so that they can have their interest in the arts fulfilled. These examples of sudden changes of views are not common but are possible. Since what motivates you can change based on your current interests and situations, it is highly suggested to regularly visit this report. Often, when individuals are not happy with life, it is because one or both of their top two values is not being fulfilled.